This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with a very special week and a last few days for a Pittsburgh police officer. Frank Rendy joins us. Officer Rendy, good morning.
Morning, Larry.
How you feeling after 30 years? You're on your last 3 days, man.
It's a weird feeling, I got to tell you. It really is. Mixed emotions.
And what I really love is the fact that with you, you've spent the last 8 years in the Strip District, kind of like old school, where a police officer was seen, got to know the people in the area and the business owners. Share what the business owners did for you.
Well, last Sunday, they held a mass for me at St. Stanislaus for me and my family, and the sermon was about me and Father Nick at St. Stanislaus. They went overboard for me at the mass. And then after that, we had a little thing at Bella Notte on 10th Avenue, and they actually made a cardboard cutout of me from a picture. It's a riot. And then this Sunday, yesterday, all the business owners, they closed down 21st Street and had a cake for me, and they were all there. I mean, it was pretty emotional. They were all there thanking me and my wife, and it was overwhelming, I got to tell you.
I love the fact that, again, that's kind of the old school thing where you've become part of the Strip District. People see you. That really matters and makes a difference. And there were over 60 business owners that came out to salute you. And you're right. That is pretty special. You don't hear about that too often.
No, and I guess I'm living proof that the beat officer does work. The producer asked for some stories, and all my good stories were back when I was in on patrol. But we basically had I had a lot of animals locked in cars. People lose their minds for that. I had babies in cars. We had to break the glass, and vehicles going the wrong way. I had a couple serious traffic accidents. But I was always there, and these people saw me, and I guess it made them feel safe. And they keep telling me that they felt safe with me there. People from out of town, I carried the nightstick and everything, and they really liked that. And they would say, oh, it reminds me of my father and reminds me of the old school police. And so I guess it kind of worked. And I guess that's why there weren't that many stories. We have some vagrant problems down there, but I was handing cake out to the homeless yesterday, guys that I see every day.
You know what? That's awesome. That is really special. We're with Officer Frank Rendy, Pittsburgh Police, and last 3 days on the job. And fortunately, the weather's going to be good for you, so you'll be able to be outside without your rain gear on. But technology has changed so much, and being a police officer has so many challenges. And in your time on the force, you've seen incredible change.
Absolutely. I know people that left the job because of the change. We had veterans like me, but they just left because they couldn't handle the cameras and the tasers and all that. But it's actually a benefit for the police, I believe. The cameras work in your favor 90% of the time, maybe more. You know, people can't accuse you of things. They can't say you said this when you didn't, stuff like that.
But
go ahead.
No, I want to hear more from you.
Oh, yeah. It's just that the people had a hard time adjusting to it. We come on with nothing. I mean, we had a gun on the radio, and that was the end of it, and pepper spray. So after that, it really got technical, and the young guys, they adjusted to it well, I got to tell you, because naturally, when you're taught that from the beginning, that's what happens. You're used to it. You're adjusted to it, but the older guys, a while to get used to it.
And what do you say to the young police officers? You know, obviously they look up to you as a veteran and they're looking for advice. What kind of advice do you give?
I always tell them just, you know, protect yourself. I know there's rules and everything, but you have to go home safe. We have an ugly job, Larry, the police department. If you're a policeman, it's an ugly job. And you don't want to really think about it, but sometimes somebody has to get hurt so you don't. And you go home to your family. So I just tell them to go home every day. You have your family and your kids. Don't get hurt on this job. And I'm lucky. I had a couple of minor things, but nothing bad. But I made it through 31 years, and I guess that's an accomplishment in itself.
It is just the longevity and survival mode. And I'm hoping that we have more police officers like you. And particularly, I still love back to the beat thing for you being in that community in the Strip District, which is one of the, I would say, most productive, fun places to be in the city now. And it's changed tremendously over the last 10 years.
Oh, my. Especially the last five. The terminal opened up, and you're getting a lot of new people down there that see the terminal, and they have the modern stuff in there. And then you go up a block up, and you're back into old school Pittsburgh with the Strip District, with the, you know, the Penn Max and all that. And
Sinceri's and Jimmy Cohen, oh, yeah, and all the Yenzer guys down, oh, yeah, there on Penn. And then one block over, you have... They've invested so much money in the infrastructure of the Strip with that new terminal. And then don't forget, there are 1,000 apartments and townhouses behind that that go from there to the river that a lot of people, if you haven't been in the Strip for a while, it's really the best of the old and the new, don't you think, Frank?
It is. It's a mix, but it's a whole new neighborhood down there. And I used to catch some flack from guy, you know, you're down the Strip, you don't do anything, blah, blah, blah. And I said, it's a whole neighborhood now. I mean, you have domestics, you have packages being taken off porches, just like in the neighborhood. It's everything you have in the neighborhood down there. It's a whole new neighborhood.
Where'd you grow up?
Hazelwood. I was a poor kid from Hazelwood, just trying to make a living.
Well, you've done well. We want to salute you, Frank, and all our men and women in blue. Tough job, but why did you stick with it? When you said it is, it's a very tough profession. And what made you stick with it?
Well, I stuck with it because I started late. I was 36 when I got on, and then my kids came later, and I just had two weddings in 6 months, so I had a little motivation to hang in there.
Well, salute to you, and enjoy. What are you going to do next?
I don't know. Drive my wife crazy, I'm sure. But, you know, I was down there all those years, and we never had a hot dog shop there. I wish somebody would think about...
I know where you're going to be hanging out at the La Prima there with all those other guys you see every day, right? You park right there around the corner.
I promised them once a week I'd stop down at least, have breakfast.
All right. Well, so, congratulations. I want to thank Phil Spano for giving us a heads up on your retirement. Enjoy, partner, and appreciate your service.
Well, I appreciate it, Larry. Thank you so much.
All right. Pittsburgh Police Officer Frank Rendy on his last 3 days on the job in the Strip. If you see him down there, give him a salute.